Hey everyone. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, your daily dose of strength, resilience, and balance. I'm Madison Lane, your host, and today we're diving at first into something a little different. Embracing your vulnerable side. Now, before you wrinkle your nose and think vulnerability, isn't that, like, the opposite of being strong? Stick with me for a minute. You might be surprised by where this takes us. Let's face it, in a world obsessed with perfection, showcasing our best selves all the time can feel like an Olympic sport. We curate our Instagram feeds, craft witty captions, and hide those messy moments behind filters. But what happens when we let go of that facade? What happens when we allow ourselves to be truly seen, flaws and all? That's exactly what we're talking about today. Because here's the thing. Vulnerability isn't weakness. It's actually the foundation of true strength. Think about it, admitting your fears, sharing your struggles, opening up to others takes courage. And that courage, my friends, is what allows us to connect on a deeper level, build meaningful relationships, and ultimately live more authentic lives. So let's unpack this a little further. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to embracing your vulnerable side. 1. Vulnerability is the birthplace of connection. Ever notice how you instantly feel closer to someone who opens up about their struggles? Sharing our vulnerabilities creates a sense of shared humanity and fosters genuine connections. Think about it. Behind every strong person is someone who has faced challenges, felt pain, and dared to be vulnerable. 2. Authenticity attracts. We're all tired of the endless charade, right? People are drawn to authenticity. When we let our guard down and show up as our true selves, imperfections and all, we attract those who appreciate us for who we are, not who we pretend to be. It's a game changer. 3. Vulnerability fuels growth. Those uncomfortable moments when we feel exposed, they can actually be opportunities for profound growth. Facing our fears and stepping outside of our comfort zones helps us build resilience and expand our capacity for love and understanding. Think of it like this. The more you embrace vulnerability, the stronger you become. 4. It's okay to not be okay. Seriously, it is. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes we all feel overwhelmed, scared, or just plain down in the dumps. It's important to remember that these feelings are valid and temporary. Allowing yourself to feel your emotions without judgment is a sign of strength, not weakness. 5. Practice makes progress. Like any skill, vulnerability takes practice. Start small. Share a personal story with a trusted friend, express your feelings honestly in a journal, or simply take a moment to acknowledge your own humanity. Each step, no matter how small, brings you closer to embracing your true self. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, feeling a little out of place. Everyone seems so confident and collected, while you're battling imposter syndrome and wondering if anyone actually wants to talk to you. Then, you see someone standing alone, looking just as awkward as you feel. Maybe they're fiddling with their phone or avoiding eye contact. You gather your courage, walk over, and simply say, "Hey, I know this can be intimidating sometimes." Then, just that simple act of vulnerability opens up a conversation, creates a connection, and transforms the entire experience. See what I mean? Vulnerability doesn't have to be scary. It can actually be incredibly liberating. So remember, embrace your imperfections, share your story, and connect with others on a deeper level. You might just surprise yourself with how strong and resilient you truly are. Before we wrap up today, I want to leave you with this. What's one small step you can take this week to practice vulnerability? Maybe it's sharing a personal story with a friend, expressing your feelings honestly, or simply being more open to connecting with new people. Remember, every act of courage counts. And as always, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that stoic core. Until next time, peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.